Tesla's redemption. The supernatural fight against the Nazis. Chapter 4, Nazi strategy and Tesla's allies. In his later years in the 1930s, Nikola Tesla regretted destroying his coil. With World War II underway and Nazi Germany's aggression, he realized the coil's importance in accessing other dimensions, especially with the dark supernatural ambitions of the Nazis. The coil must be made whole. Unable to rebuild the coil himself, Tesla called upon Selene, a succubus, a demoness, and Faustus, a condemned man, to bring in demonic forces.
And Heinrich Himmler, head of the Nazi occult division, sensed the supernatural ripple and recognized Tesla as a potential threat. The goddess of electricity, who had been working with Tesla and supervising him, Bronte, saw the need to grow Tesla's ego, his personality, to truly wield the coil's supernatural power.
As the dark malevolent forces called in by Faustus and Selene put the finishing touches on the rebuilt coil, the goddess Bronte held court with Tesla. In his lab, Bronte, a clear ally, explained to him,
"To wield the coil's true power, you must grow beyond your fear and limitations."
Tesla, determined, said, "I understand. I will do what it takes." Bronte, with support, said,
"Trust in your journey and in your allies, including me."
Dr. Faustus, who was supervising the rebuilding of the coil, stepped into the lab moments after Bronte, the goddess, had left. "Tesla, the coil is almost ready, but remember, these entities are going to be presenting us with a bill, not unlike a contractor. They're going to want something from us."
"Well, what do they want?"
"They should at least give us an estimate," Selene said calmly.
"These are entities that seek power, influence, a place amongst the world's leaders. They don't wreak havoc like the Nazis, but their intentions, they're not pure."
Tesla's brow furrowed.
"We need them to combat Hitler, but we must be careful not to give them too much power."
And Faustus said wisely, "These are dangerous entities, Nikola. They can easily enslave the world. And my experience might help, but be warned, I didn't fare too well with Mephistopheles. And these are entities that cannot be trusted and treated lightly." Selene was reassuring.
"Nikola, because your heart is good and your intentions are pure, it's not very likely that you're going to be selling your soul. And second of all, you motivate me to protect you because you represent our greatest hopes to save the world from Hitler, and you're involving yourself with these dark entities is for a good purpose."
Tesla, Selene, and Faustus knew they had to balance their alliances carefully. They sought the guidance of Bronte, the goddess, again, hoping to navigate the complexities with her.
I do hope you don't mind, Bronte. We've made a pact with dark forces to rebuild the coil. So how do we ensure that they don't overpower us?"
"Nikola," the goddess said, "you must wield this power wisely. These entities are not benevolent, but they can be controlled. Similar to the way that King Solomon controlled the demons in ancient days. So maintain your integrity and remember your purpose."
Tesla was determined. "This is a delicate balance, but I will remember my purpose." Faustus chimed in, half serious. "Well, if you were willing to sit at the table with the world's biggest financiers who destroy everyone and anyone in their path for profit, what makes these entities so different and worrisome for you?"
And Tesla distinguished,
"Faustus, the difference is that these entities can enslave the world. They're different. We must be cautious."
"I would tread carefully," Faustus warned. "These are the types that can get you to sell your soul, but with careful negotiation and discipline, you can use them without being used." And then the goddess Bronte made a stunning revelation about her true nature. I am not only the goddess of electricity and different powers, but also portals and the veil. These energies are interconnected, just manifesting in different forms. So you can help us to bridge the realms and combat the dark forces, Tesla asked. Yes, I can, but be cautious. The veil is powerful and its misuse can have dire consequences. Tesla had been raised with a strong connection to Christianity. Destined to become a priest, he wrestled with his path, and his aversion to the ethereal realms was deeply rooted in his upbringing and faith. I was supposed to be a priest, and I turned to scripture for answers many times in my engineering dilemmas, but I can't trust these dark forces, so how can I reconcile this? And Bronte, the ancient goddess, said, Nicola, your connection to your faith is not at odds with our mission. You must rise above and use the coil for the greater good. It's not about preserving yourself, but about saving humanity. I understand, Tesla said. This is more than just a battle. It's a test of my faith and my courage. The scene shifts to Nazi Germany, Heinrich Himmler's occult division. Himmler was a man of average height with a stern, gaunt face, thin spectacles, and neatly combed hair. His uniform, an ominous symbol of Nazi authority, consisted of the black SS tunic. There are three of them, Herr Himmler, Dr. Faustus, made a pact with the devil, a demon succubus, and Nikola Tesla. Himmler performs a ritual summoning a demon to gain information about his new enemies. So tell me about this Celine, the unusual succubus.
She is unique, said a demon. Most succubi feed on human energy, but Celine thrives on intellectual pursuits. If denied this, she will weaken.
So blacklisting her from academia will be effective?
Agreed, said the demon. Without intellectual stimulation, she will either wither or revert back to feeding on life force, which she despises.
Then it is settled, Himmler said. We will isolate her intellectually and spiritually. After discovering the outstanding debt that Faustus owes to the demon Mephistopheles, Heinrich Himmler makes a fateful decision. He summons Mephistopheles. Call in Faustus' debt. It's time he pays for his knowledge. Later, the aide asks about Himmler's plans for Tesla. The bankers do not like Tesla or his coil. The coil promises free electricity. Once they know the coil is back in business, they will do everything to put Tesla out of business. You see, we can use the Americans to beat the Americans. When it comes to the almighty dollar, there's nothing they will not do to protect it. Himmler's plans were laid bare. The only question was whether Tesla and the others could endure what he had in store for them.